This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you head up to the website, not only do we have a live chat room and a way to watch the show and all that other fun stuff, but we also have the little things that we can sell. If you're watching live and you look over my right shoulder, you see the shirt that says hashtag Stand for America. And I'm tired of seeing these resist nut jobs. Now, I realize that they're out there fighting for what they believe is true and all that stuff there. But, you know, most of the resist characters that you see, it's violence. It's not a resist. It's not a peaceful resistance. It's not where they lock their arms and, you know, block the walkway like they used to do in the 60s. No. These guys are smashing windows, smashing cars, lighting things on fire, physically hurting other people. That's not protesting. That's being a thug. That's being part of a gang, part of a, gang, and just being a thug. It's really that simple. You call it what you want to. I know some of you left get mad at me. You think I'm trying to stifle your freedom of speech, but I'm not. I'm glad that you want to protest. I'm glad that you want to get involved. I'm glad that you're not taking it for granted anymore that you deserve the seat like somebody that ran in your party did. But you don't have a right to destroy private property because you're mad. You don't have a right to destroy people's stuff because you're mad. It's theirs. It's not yours. Shut up. At least I didn't say y'all's. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you'd like to be involved in the conversation. And I'm, you know, tonight I like to do the smorgasbord of stories. I have a lot of fun on a night like tonight. But the one, now I know some of you are going to be upset with me because I'm kind of making fun of this. No, I'm not kind of, I am making fun of it. And when it comes to drug addiction, and, you know, we've got an epidemic of kids, young people as a whole dying from heroin abuse and that kind of stuff. Making it easier for people to take drugs doesn't fix it. It doesn't help at all. It seems to be the way that California thinks. It's like if you can't fight it, let it happen, or, you know, anything goes. This is California. Let anything go. And it shouldn't be. It's not right. Now, California wants to institute something called safe spaces for shooting up. Now you heard me. Tawny Biggs, seemingly happy childhood in the northern Los Angeles County suburb, showed no outward sign that would one day struggle with drug addiction. As Biggs tells it, she was raised with two siblings in a very good family by an assistant fire chief and dad and stay-at-home mom, her after-school hours were filled with hockey and soccer. But paradise was not something during her late teens when the emotional problem, drugs, and alcohol turned Biggs into a self-described nightmare. One night when she was amped up on cocaine, her boyfriend gave her a hit of something different to help her sleep, called heroin. Now see, but part of this comes from when you get involved in the drug culture to begin with. This is what happens. Before she even knew what had happened, she was addicted. 6 months later, she learned that she had contracted hepatitis C from a dirty needle. Now, Biggs is now 37, finally got sober 14 years ago. Now she helps others get clean as an admission coordinator at we've had him on the show here at a group called Action Family Counseling. Right? Now, she's based in her hometown, but obviously the group reaches out everywhere. Now, she strongly supports a controversial proposal to establish venues where adult intravenous drug users can shoot up with clean needles under medical supervision and get referrals to addiction treatment. The only injection facility currently operating in North America is in Vancouver. Now, Europe has several of them, too. Now, she thinks it's a great idea. Right now, in this climate, we have to think outside the box because we're fighting an uphill battle. But this is where I differ with her. And we've had people close to us that have suffered with drug addiction. We've had experts on the show plenty of times. And it's never to give in. The fix is never to actually give in. And we know how, you know, if drug-addicted people can't be trusted to tell the truth, to follow through, or do the right thing, then why do you let them into a safe place to shoot up, right? And, you know, a safe place to, excuse me, a safe space to shoot up at the promise that they're going to show up for treatment. You really think that's going to happen? And what do they get? They get three tries and they're done? You know, three tries are showing up and they don't show up for help and they're done? There's a bill pending in the state legislature in California. I mean, these guys are just geniuses here. AB 186 would authorize 8 California counties, Alameda, Fresno, Humboldt, Los Angeles, Mendocino, and San Francisco, of course. Yeah, San Joaquin. I don't know why they just don't do it on their own. They don't follow the line, anyhow. They're going to be allowed to test the so-called safe injection sites. Legislation faces tough opposition, though critics say it essentially endorses the use of illicit drugs. And it's not likely to sit well with the federal government, particularly under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, whose hard line on drugs is well known. Look, we can't just do what we want to do and still think of this mindset. You've got these states like Hawaii, California, and others that think they can totally ignore the federal government but still want to get money from them. Doesn't that sound like your kids sometimes? Right? When your kids want to do anything they want to do, they still can't understand why you won't give them their allowance or pay their iPhone bill or buy them those $200 sneakers they're asking for. We've done this. We've done this to society. We didn't want our kids to feel bad. What is that all about? No, I'm serious. I'm not joking. What is that all about? I want you to think about it because there's going to be a written test on the other side of the break. That wasn't the word I was looking for, but I'll settle for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, honestly, I didn't believe much of alcohol. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you. No, seriously, thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And commenting. Don't just sit there. You know, I used to say this all the time. Don't sit there just drooling all over yourself, okay? I mean, get involved, get engaged. There's a chat room up at the website, therealside.com. There's that Facebook. If you head over to the Facebook page, you can go there as well. The fan page, and you'll find out what's happening. Really, that was swift. You can get involved with other people much smarter than I am. And we're dealing, you know, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you disagree. I'm going to have to have him on again. Kerry Quashin is the founder of Action Family. And we, you know, we've talked about marijuana plenty of times in the show. Everybody thinks it's no big deal. What is a big deal? Hey, you 60 potheads, you know, I spoke dope in the 70s. Let's just, we're real about stuff on this show. The dope of today is not what it was in the 60s and 70s. It's so much more potent. It's so much worse for these young people. And you parents who sit there go, oh, I did it, didn't bother me. You need to really check into what's going on. You really need to figure out what's going on with your, you know, with the drugs that are out there today and the effect that those drugs are going to have on them. Now the writer goes on to say that and this is happening in Vancouver, and it's also happening in some European countries. Now, nationwide, there are seven major cities, including Seattle, if there's a shock, Baltimore, Philadelphia, are considering such publicly sanctioned locations as a means to curb escalating heroin drug overdoses and deaths. Now, I don't understand these guys. So what do they think? They think that the heroin user or the dope user is going to come to the hospital, come to this place. They're going to shoot up and hang out? But that's not what they do. It's not to shoot up and hang out. Heroin's being used at parties in other places. Dope, coke, whatever. It's being used all over the place. And they might be able to cut down the diseases such as hepatitis C. But I don't believe going to a safe space is going to help them kick their habits. You know, A, they got to want to kick it. B, there's going to be people around them that are willing to help them. Across the United States, an exploding opioid epidemic has sent overdose deaths skyrocketing and policymakers scrambling for solutions. You know, guys, not everything is a law. You don't have to make a law to stop everything or to fix everything. Right? There's got to be other ways. Let community organizations get involved. Stop being so stuck up about giving religious organizations money when you've got hospitals and groups like that. Churches and ministries and such that will go out into the streets and help these people. One of the churches I used to go to had a big drug and alcohol treatment, not a treatment center, but a place that would help these people. Seriously. So just allowing them to shoot up, just giving them a safe place to shoot up and hang out, you'd have to go a little further than this to convince me. But I'm going to get some of the people that are involved in this on the show to talk about it, because I think it's important. I think it's that important. You know what I mean? You can't. These are feel good solutions, and feel good solutions aren't always the right way to go. Matter of fact, a lot of times they're not the right way to go. Got a few emails about a comment I made last night when I said that I know people at the FBI. They're like, yeah, sure, Joe. Well, I do. I don't need to convince you. If you don't believe me, I don't know why are you listening to the show if you don't believe me. And morale at the FBI was at the lowest during that whole Clinton thing that was going on. Because right up until a week before, right up until after, interesting how the timing is, right up until after she, Loretta Lynch, met with Billy Bob, this was full steam ahead, and it looked like Hillary was going down from within the FBI. And then after that meeting, for that whole week, they could see that Comey's attitude had changed. They could see that Comey was going in a different direction. Now, don't tell me that people of integrity, like many in the FBI, right, that those, that those people are not set back or not put back or put out, whatever the proper terminology is, when all their hard work is flushed down the drain. When they've done all this work for no reason because their boss now is not going to bring it into fruition. Seriously. So the words that I was getting, or the inside information, if you would, that I was getting, was that a lot of these guys were ready to walk out. And actually, even after that happened, you check into the stories, there were many of them that took some sick time, personal time away. Why would they do that all at one time? Why would many of those guys kind of walk away from it to a degree? It's just irritating as heck that some of you think that this was not a big deal. So, no. For Comey to say that everything was fine at the FBI, and that there wasn't a lack of leadership was a lie. He lied. He was wrong. And there were some, again, in there, FBI agents say that the Bureau is alarmed over the director, James Comey's, deciding not to suggest the Justice Department prosecute Hillary Clinton over the mishandling of classified information. Think about what's going on today. Think about what you're looking at to do or not, you know, whatever, do or not do. Now, this is a story I pulled back from October. So for Comey to say today that this wasn't going on, and it was all over the news, is, again, is a lie. Federal agents with the Bureau had gotten together in an anonymous interview. They spoke about their frustration with Comey's leadership. They spoke about the problems at the FBI. And they went on to say, this is a textbook case where a grand jury should have been convened, but was not. So why was it that Comey was not willing to convene a grand jury and let it go, let them decide, take it out of his hands? Now think about, I want you to think about this. But with Trump, he had the presence of mind to figure out if he used the word obstruct or anything along those lines, that they would convene or get a special investigator or prosecutor. He knew that that would trigger something. So tell me that he finds all this stuff against Clinton. He finds all this stuff against or sees a problem with Lynch. And he lets those go. With everything that was going on, he lets those go. And when Trump suggests, or he feels that Trump suggests something inappropriate, that has to trigger an investigation. Right? Seriously? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure. Tell your friends, look, during a break, don't just sit there drooling all over yourself. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Send them over to the show. If you get somebody you really dislike and they're on the hard left, just send them a link. Tell them, hey, you got to check this show out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. California Democrat decides we don't need to do the pledge anymore. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. I like that song. There's just something about that song that reminds me of being a kid. It's spinning the little albums faster so you can hear the guys singing like Alvin and the Chipmunks. I always thought it was funny. Again, I am Joe Messina, your host. Pleasure having you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation. Feel free, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm headed up to the website. You know, help support us. If you head up to my website, we have Patreon there, or Patreon, I'm sorry, where you can become a member, and I send you stuff for free. And you get some inside information that we don't get on the regular show. And I don't care what you know, it's anything from giving up one cup of coffee a month. If you go to Starbucks, if you don't go to Starbucks, then you'll have to give up like three cups of coffee a month. To give it up a lunch. Right? To help support the show and support the things that we do and try to do and what have you. I've got a lot of stuff I'd like to get accomplished this year. And we're out there on the front lines fighting, and I don't mind doing it as long as I know I have support. I really mean that sincerely. Well, I guess even if I'm the only one sitting here by myself, I'm still going to do it. So, I love how we've kind of lost, and I don't mean the we listening, because most of you are on the same page here. But we have kind of lost that whole patriotic thing, because we've been browbeaten to believe in now it's nationalism, and nationalism is bad somehow. Although I don't know how it's bad. That's beyond me. Loving a country, loving the people in the country, loving the principles of the country, they call that nationalism. Can you believe that? It used to be called patriotism. People came here for what this country stood for. People came here because of the laws of this country. They came here because they felt safe. And now it's totally different. Interesting what one president, one regime, can do to a country like this. I mean, there's plenty of people I know that I've been friends with for years and have turned against me, have turned against what they believe I've become. I've always been the same. I've never changed. Same principles, same everything. Never have changed. But they think so because I speak in the positive about President Trump. Look, he's the president. That's number one. Most of what he does, I agree with. Most of what he does, I'd like to see carried out. And frankly, most of what he's trying to do is what he was elected to do. So again, from the wax state of California, Congresswoman And I guess I could call a congressperson, but she'd probably get upset at that, right? Nanette Diaz Berrigan, she's a Democrat from California, was not expected to run into opposition at her most recent town hall, but boy, did that change quickly. The entire event goes off the rails right from the beginning when Berrigan refuses to take part in the simplest task, right? This is that progressive left mindset that she can't recite the Pledge of Allegiance, even though she swears to uphold the Constitution of the United States, which is why I don't understand these people. They won't do a Pledge of Allegiance to the country that they swore to uphold the Constitution. In fact, Berrigan was so out of sorts that she ended up fleeing the event and not, like, you know, mentally, physically having to leave before it was over. Now, that didn't stop the opponents. They just followed the weak-kneed Democrat as she sprinted to safety in the parking lot. Out to her safe space, if you would. The Democrats simply did not have the wherewithal to handle the opposing viewpoints. They never do. Would explain her own failed ideas and plans. So she focused on a few local policemen to act as a barrier between her and the voters, and she hid in the classroom hoping to be left alone. However, the voters, they weren't going to give up easily, especially the ones from her district who knew her. They followed her, and they continued to demand to be heard. Now, apparently, Berrigan didn't realize that as a representative of her district, she was actually supposed to hear the concerns of her constituents and then relay those messages to her colleagues in Congress. Apparently, she thought she was just supposed to hang around in D.C. and see what happens. I wish they would do this more often. I really do. I mean that sincerely. I wish they would show their colors more often. Now, you know, if you look at the clip, and I'm not going to play the clip for you, obviously, but if you look at the clip, you can see her getting nervous right from the beginning and trying to push through, and she can't. She doesn't know what to do. They're really strong usually when they're in front of their own people. I don't believe, again, with the town halls, I don't give them a whole bunch of credence anymore. I think they're stacked by both sides, although the left does a much better job at it than we do. And I think they've been stacked to the point where it's almost impossible to get an open, honest dialogue going at one of these places. See, if I was trying to stack one of these, if you would, and I was stacking them with a bunch of people from the right, I would coach them not to go off the rails. I would coach them to kind of make it uncomfortable and make sure that congresswoman had answered the questions. Now, you guys noticed that Yeah, I know. Switching gears. That was an easy one. You guys know that the Russian intervention, if you would, in our elections is real. It happens. Did it happen? They make it sound like this. It only happened this time to help President Trump. But it's been going on for years. This is nothing new. Right? I mean, think about this. Now, the CIA, they all have, really, but the CIA has accused Russia of interfering in the 2016 presidential election by hacking, because they hacked into the Democratic and Republican computer networks. They did hack into both. They got more information from the DNC because they were a little more lax. But the U.S. has done this. We'll never say anything about it, obviously, but we've done it too. Right? We've been attempting to influence presidential elections in other countries for years. We've done it over 80 times between 1946 and 2000. Now, that's according to a database amassed by political scientist Dove Levin of Carnegie Mellon University. The number doesn't include military coups or regime changes or anything along those lines. Straight interference in presidential elections. Right? They try to get involved in the ones in Iran and Guatemala and Chile. But again, let's be clear. It doesn't include any military action of any kind. Now, its definition, which is always nice to have, right, defines intervention as a costly act which is designated to determine the election results in favor of one of the two sides. And the act's usually carried out in secret. And I'm good with all of that. Now, in 59% of the cases, the side that received the assistance came to power, although Levin estimated the average effect of partisan electoral interventions to be only about 3% increase in vote share. Now, you've got Democratic strategists running around right now talking about how the Russians hacked the election systems, and that's why we don't know who voted for who, which is a line of crock. Because there has been absolutely no proof. There is nothing. When they say it to you, say, where's the proof? Point me in the direction. Show me where one of the 16 or 17 security agencies in this country claimed that to be truth. There was a fellow in Tucker Carlson tonight that said there were 22 security agencies, and Tucker had that biting into an onion look on his face. He was like, stop. There can't be 22. That's impossible. That's an untruth, a lie, because there aren't 22 agencies. There's only 17. And the strategists act like that didn't matter. You know, again, it's exactness on our side, but it's not on theirs. And the U.S. isn't the only one that does this. Other countries do it, too. You know, Russia has done, in recent history, at least 36 times to plenty of countries. But it's not, again, it's nothing new. In 1948, Italy's general election was an example where the U.S. influenced the outcome big time. Went on to say that we threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at helping the Christian Democrats beat the communists in Italy. Probably a good thing. Including covertly delivering bags of money to cover campaign expenses, sending experts to help run the campaign, subsidizing pork projects like land reclamations, and threatening publicity to end USA to Italy if the communists were elected. Again, I say, so what? I'm good with that. Levine said that the U.S. intervention probably played an important role in preventing a Communist Party victory, not just in 48, but in 7 subsequent Italian elections. So it's kind of hard for us to point the finger at somebody else when we're doing it ourselves, isn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're spending on the air, and just, you know, being there for us. I love it when you send me emails, too, and tell me, you know, who, what, where, how, and when, where you're from. The, you know, I had it on here, and I lost it. I'm always good at that, too. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, Franco out of New York, always a pleasure to have. I love it when you guys tell me where you're from. Carrie out of California. I think you're near KCAA and a couple of FM stations we got out in that area. Freddie out of Florida. Larry, you say I'm a younger version of Rush. I don't really know how to take that. You know what I mean? I got a little bit more hair than he does, and I'm not so sure I weigh as much as he does either. But we'll see how that goes. James from Texas. I don't know where you're listening. Oh, boy, you're obviously, I think you're on Facebook, so. But we'd also be heard on KCLV and KQTY out of Texas. Lynette out of Utah. And we can be heard there every night, too. KYAH, 5:40 a.m. And Donna from Niagara Falls. You know, I said something earlier. We drove across the country in an RV. We went to that. You know, what did I say? Yeah, I know. There's something wrong with us. Anyway, with kids in the car and a dog. Oh, my God. I must have been on drugs. Anyway, so we... or mentally it's unstable. But But the beauty behind this, we went and we went to Niagara Falls, and really, have, I think we arrived there at night. And they have those little viewer things. I don't even know what they're called. And they look like little faces, don't they? They've got the two eyes. And we got up in the morning and went out there. They were frozen. They looked like something you see in a cartoon with all the stuff dripping off of them. But it was frozen as it was melting or coming off. And it was really funny. I got a big kick out of it. Anyway, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to waste your time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you really want to, you know, maybe you want to listen at home, you don't want to listen on your phone, you just want to hang out, you can head over to the website, therealside.com, and you'll see a tab that says shows, and at the bottom that it says stations. But the nice thing about that, too, is you can check out the upcoming shows. You can, if there's a guest you like, you heard, you really think it's cool, that's another way you can do it. And then you can go over to, you know, I've got to put the links. I keep forgetting. Look, I'm losing my mind here sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I got to pull it back. But if you go over to stations, and you'll see the stations that are going on. We also have an Android and a Apple app that you can find. And both of them will allow you to watch live, listen live. The chat room comes. I mean, a lot of good stuff on the app. It makes it easier for you to get the show as well. But don't hesitate. Look at it. If you've got a radio station in your area that doesn't cover the show, like I always like to say, do me a favor. Call them and tell them, why aren't you listening? What is wrong? Why don't you have this show on your station? If they hang up on you, call me. I love those kind of calls. They have nothing to lose, right? If they hung up on you and they won't carry the show or they don't want to carry the show, we can help, believe me. And then, and Robert out of Massachusetts, my hometown. Robert, get out of there quick. Seriously. I mean, between California and Massachusetts, I think we can carve both states out and let them kind of float off on their own. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be great and wonderful. So let me get back to some of these stories that just make me, they kind of make your stomach, you know, crawl, whatever. I don't know what was I talking about before. It wasn't that one. That one. There you go. That's the one I want to talk about. You know, they say judges are supposed to be fair and honest and all that fun stuff. And I would venture to say the majority of them are. And some of you won't agree with me, but I've not had a lot of bad experiences with judges. I've had a few in my day, but I've not had any bad ones. They do what they're supposed to do. But most of the judge, or a lot of judges today, you see they're a bit of an activist. They don't think the law applies to them. And finally, and I'm glad they blasted this all over the place the other day. Out of Rochester, New York, there's a city court judge that was escorted from the judicial chambers in handcuffs, which means they arrested her in court. Come on, envision. And she walks out. They've got her in handcuffs. They've got her walking out, and she's got this smug look on her face. Almost like, I don't know what's wrong here. Now she's feeling like one of her own, a judge getting in front of a judge. She's going to blow it all. You know that. And the Rochester court deputies and the city police officers executed a bench warrant issued for Judge Letitia Astacio. And they arrested her last week after she missed a Tuesday court appearance related to an August drunken driving conviction. Now, if this is her first one, and I'd say, okay, you know what, maybe she had a moment, right? Allow her to work it out, fix herself up and all that. Maybe she's going to go get checked and get fixed. You shouldn't take anything away from her at that point. But the attitude of these people, you owe me, I'm above the law, it's just amazing. Now, Astacio is a registered city court judge. She smiled and said hello to the gaggle of reporters waiting for her at the fifth-floor elevator. Just loves it. The officers marched. I'm looking at this picture just thinking to myself, I wouldn't be looking like that. I would be looking upset. And they took her out to be processed at a nearby Rochester Public Safety Building, which is really kind of funny. Think about it. She's going to go get processed the same place she's sending people to on a daily basis. What do you think about that? I think that's wonderful. She returned later to the courthouse for an arraignment before Judge Stephen Aronson of the city court, who issued the warrant and is overseeing her drunken driving case. Now, he ordered her held without bail. You hear that? He ordered her held without bail in Monroe County Jail until a Thursday hearing. The reason she missed court appearance last week is because she'd been living in a temple with monks. I've thought of everything. I would have never thought of that one. That was a good one. Didn't work out well, but it was a good one. I'm sorry. I was at the temple, and we were not allowed to have phones or modern conveniences. We were meditating in ourselves, and I couldn't hear anything. So she'd been living in a temple with monks in the mountains of Thailand since May 3rd. And she said she had texted her lawyer. I'm sure there's all kinds of cell sites up there in Tibet. He ordered her held without bail, and she said, and he said that you're going to do everything to show you don't care what happens to your public trust, aren't you? Now, in court Monday, Aronson offered Stasio a deal. He said, plead guilty to violating initial drunk driving sentence and receive 45 days in jail, 2 years of probation, and 6 months on an ankle monitor. She declined. Well, I'm not going to do that. I got a party to go to Friday night. What are you, crazy? No, she said, that's me. On February, I can't imagine. She's a judge. Right? Think about this. She's passing sentence. She's passing judgment on these people on a regular basis. She's throwing people in jail for missing court dates. Right? Chastising them for drinking too much. And what is she doing? On February 13th, Sasha was arrested around 8 o'clock in the morning on her way to city court after New York State troopers were summoned to what appeared to be a one-car crash on Interstate 490. She refused to take a breathalyzer test at 8 o'clock in the morning on her way to work. I'm just saying. And she's a judge. So she probably, you know, she knows the law enough to know what to give it to and what not to. And you have a single car crash. Okay, there's a hint right there. On August 22nd, she was sentenced to a one-year conditional discharge that was extended to February 2018 after she admitted violating two conditions of abstaining from alcohol and not driving under the influence. So she, God, and she drank. And she drove. Now, Stasio, a Democrat who was elected to a 10-year term in 2014, also was in court in March when she beat four allegations that she violated. Now, think about something. She beat the allegations. She's a judge. Kind of easy for her to figure out how to pull it off, don't you think? She violated the conditions of her sentence. One alleged that she twice drank alcohol, and three others were related to the use and maintenance of her ignition interlock device. So she's got to be a major alcoholic, but she knows how to get around these devices. She refuses to stop drinking. She won't take breathalyzer tests. I mean, hello? Anybody home? And she's still a judge? This is that interlock device is the one, if you've had too much to drink, it won't start. It's a great idea. Take a cab home. What is wrong with her? She doesn't care. She's above the law. She's better than you. In May, Stasio was summoned to court after her interlock device on April 29th registered a blood alcohol content reading of 0.651%. A vehicle will start only if a person's blood alcohol content is below 0.03. And she worked as a prosecutor for a time in 2009 in the Driving While Intoxicated Bureau. In other words, she was putting people, going after and putting people in jail for doing the same thing she did. Anyway, she denied using alcohol or consuming alcohol and contended that her daughter had registered the reading. God, she's a piece of work. She's throwing everybody under the bus. There's the hypocrisy. There's the double, triple, and quadruple. They just don't have the same rules for us. They don't have the same rules for themselves, and even within their group, they don't have the same rules. They want to be able to be above the law. They want to be able to do what they want to do and not be held accountable for it, but want to hold us accountable for nut job stuff, like keeping the air clean. That's right. That's the fault of the United States. We have to pay for everybody else's bills. We have to go ahead, and we always have to be the better person, except when it comes to protecting people overseas. Right? They don't want us doing any military or police action, but they don't have any problem with us spending all kinds of money, spending those abortion dollars down to Mexico. We got upset when we took it back, and we won't do it anymore. God, we are so lost. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Please don't go far. We'll be back after the break. We got a lot to talk about. Schumer's not interested in protecting Barron Trump. He doesn't think it's right or necessary. Isn't he a sweetheart? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Be back.